Back out here at the Farm Progress Show, Decatur, Illinois, 2025. Talking to Mr. Sam Trainer from AgMarket.net. Sam, great to see you.
Great to see you, Dennis. Thanks for having me.
Well, Sam, you keep giving us depressing news whenever we head over to AgMarket.net. This has been one of the most trying marketing years I can ever remember.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. I mean, it's been one of those years here where every day we come in and it's just more bad news, it seems like. But I like to think that we may be turning a corner here sometime soon. You know, you look back a year ago, this day on the calendar, August 26th, we made the low in December corn. That was at 385 back then. Today we're sitting here, as we sit, we're trading about 409 and a half, so right around that 410 level. So we're, you know, a little bit, about 25 cents higher than where we were at a year ago. We did go down, make a low down in that $3 level, but like to think that as some more crop tours come in with lower than anticipated yields, I'm in the camp that we've seen the highest estimate out of the USDA as far as yield goes. So if we continue to see some drops to that yield, maybe that's going to be supportive here as we go through harvest.
We saw pretty good weather for most of corn season, but now we're finishing with dry and cool, and that's not something corn loves.
No, not at all. You know, you look back last year, like I mentioned, we made the low on this day last year, and that was the story. We had good weather all year, and then the month of August was very dry and didn't have that grain fill that we were anticipating. And like I said, I think that we're going to see a lot more of the same this year. You know, with the last sizable rain that we've had from where we're at here in Decatur South has been July 25th. And you look out to the next 10 days, there's maybe a tenth or two of rain as we get into the middle of September. By the time we get to there, combines are going to be rolling, especially these bigger operators that fight against the calendar. They're going to have to get going here, and I think you're going to see some yield reports from the field that is less than impressive.
Ag producers are such an amazing lot, though, Sam, because even with these prices where they are, the latest news on the Purdue Ag Economy Barometer shows that farmers, at least long-term, are very bullish about the future. It's pretty crazy with prices where they are, but just shows the eternal optimist of the American farmer.
That's exactly right. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to tell you, the American farmer is, in fact, the eternal optimist because they're always looking for the what's to come. And I kind of fall into the same camp. Like I said, this year, you know, I'm not going to be naive and say that we can't go lower because we 100% could. And, you know, kind of switching gears, we've been talking corn here, but if you look at that soybean crop, there's a lot of carry in that market. You look at July futures right now for 2026 are sitting right around that $11 mark. $11, I think if you offer that to a farmer for his beans this year, he's going to be very happy. So that's something I've been talking to my clients about is look to maybe lock in some of that carry here because I think that if, you know, China doesn't come to the table, we're still waiting on them. Now, granted, there is time. The main shipping periods is from September to January, so we still have time for them to come to the table. But if they don't, that $11 July soybean contract doesn't look too bad at this time of the year.
And soybeans love some moisture. They love some heat in the month of August, and we've had neither of those. I'm a little bit concerned about soybean yields. We know the pod counts are great, but are we going to finish the crop strong?
Well, that's exactly right. Our partner, Matt Bennett, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with him, his farm down in Windsor, Illinois there, he said at the beginning of August he could have had 90 bushel beans if he got the rains. And now, you know, he's looking at a month of August where he hasn't really got a sizable rain since the 25th of July. And he thinks it could be somewhere down 55, 60 bushel beans. I mean, that's a big swing when you're talking 30 bushel per acre on soybeans. That's a lot of production that's coming off the table here. And you just hit the nail on the head. And with the dryness and the coolness, another thing, too, all that moisture that we had early in the growing season, that is optimal conditions for disease and that sort of thing. So hearing a lot of SDS and white mold in this bean crop, and that's gonna come to fruition here before too long, too. And like I mentioned with the corn, I think once these combines get out in the field, you're going to start to see maybe less than the expectations were coming into the year.
Well, Sam, before I let you go, in these crazy marketing times, I think it pays to have the experts on your side. Remind folks where they can get more information.
Absolutely. The best way to be would be to visit our website at agmarket.net, or you can give us a call at 1-800-779-1515.
Thank you much, Sam.
Thank you, Dennis.
From the Farm Progress Show, this is Dennis Michelson.